My name is Omikawa. Please allow me to make the explanation. In regard to the fourth quarter, I'd like to talk about the business situation. Now, this is something that we have been using since last year each time. For the Japanese market, in regard to up until 2016, this is the growth objectives which we have. And we have declared our intention on this. This is on orders received basis. Mr. Negi explained about numbers which are different from this one, so we want your understanding about this point. And there are about 3 points: the consumer business, the enterprise business, and our conventional products. And we want to change this to a service base from an annual basis. And we want to move forward with enterprise solution business. We've talked about the importance of this. And in order to achieve this, from the end of 2011 and from 2012, 2013, 2014 onwards, we want to go on an annualized growth basis of 8%, by which we will be able to achieve this objective. Now, on a by-order basis, when we talk about net sales in Japan, we have been able to increase orders by 8% or more, so we have been going up according to our plans. As far as the orders are concerned, we have cleared our objectives, and I would like to report about this fact. Next point. In regard to the enterprise solution business, at the very top, this is a low growth area compared to the other two areas, but we want to move forward with the customer base, capture them solidly with new solutions, so that per customer, we want to increase the net sales. And we have focused our efforts here, and our sales efficiency is looked at so that we can improve productivity. Meanwhile, we have investment areas for the new markets, and there is the Secure Contents Management, SCM. But we are also focusing on remote management and other such areas. So in the area of IT, for remote management, for operational management, and for security outsourcing, it is said that there's a market share of 800 billion yen net sales. So what we want to do is to look at strategic products, and we can target this market. And instead of SCM, we want to move forward with new market approaches. And we believe that there is a market of 800 billion yen or more in operational management. And in the area of security, we want to get new deals, this is the area indicated in green. And this is something that I've mentioned repeatedly. We have the cyber attack countermeasures, and also the security intelligence. And so we want to take advantage of the know-how here so that we can move forward in this new market of 800 billion yen. And we must see how much of a share we can gain here. And in this area, including the fourth quarter as well as the full fiscal year, there has been the effort made in deep security for the virtual and physical and cloud servers. We want to look at the cloud security area. And with deep security, there had been in the past threat management solutions and so on for the network. But when it comes to cyber attacks, we want to have this device monitor and visualize the situation. And as you can see, last year in Q1, we have seen this kind of a situation. And even if we average it out, we see that from FY11 to FY12, a growth has been threefold. Another aspect is the area of support. It's not just Q4, but also for the full fiscal year. It can be said that we have seen this situation, and even in just Q4, it's not just the licenses, but also in regard to the cyber attacks and new service support and our security intelligence. For analyzing, there has been requirements for people to be dispatched to customer sites and to be stationed there. And this is a scale of several hundreds of millions of yen, so that during 2011, the enterprise sales for the strategic materials was about 5% or less of our net sales. But in 2012, in the enterprise area, this has started to represent 13%. And we want to increase this in Japan to over 20%. And this trend is happening throughout the world. And this is a new area which we are solidly moving forward with in Trend Micro. As for the global situation, in the fourth quarter, for large-scale networks, there's been the deep discovery for cyber attacks, and we have been making much progress in Asia. For large organizations of over 450,000 or with a large number of servers for cyber attacks, there are countermeasures for threats, which we are deploying on a large scale. And also for virtualization and physical servers, there is a large U.S. carrier where it's not just deep security, but also SafeSync enterprise version, a storage service, and a full lineup of products were ordered by that carrier during the fourth quarter. And moving on to the consumer area. Now, likewise here, as we've mentioned, we have these new areas covering the telecommunication market, and there's much activity here. And mainly here in Japan, as already mentioned, the consumer business has been generating good results from 2011 to 2012. We have seen a year-on-year growth of over 8% on an orders received basis. So we are maintaining our customer base, and we're entering the new store outlets and the telecom accounts. And there's also the aspect of Android. With the alliance with KDDI and the smart pass of KDDI, there is much growth. And also in the KDDI AU shop, our products are used. And there's also the password manager. And there's been news coverage about this. But our password management tools are attracting much attention. And NTT Com has been taking advantage of this in their OCN. So, new consumer solutions have started off from last year. And this is a topic which we would like to introduce to you. Meanwhile, this is the global picture. In regard to mobile applications for Android solutions, we are being well regarded throughout the world. Now, in terms of net sales, we're getting better results in Japan first, but for the rest of the world, as Android penetrates more widely, we believe that we can move forward. And there's also battery management applications, and beta versions are being downloaded free of charge, and these are the numbers indicated here. There's also the smartphone backup applications. A lot of downloads have already been started on the beta version, and both of these are being prepared for it to be sold on a paid basis. Now, there's a lot of deceptive products, but this will be pushed forward with our brand so people can feel rest assured when they order this. And about 1 or 2 weeks ago, there had been an announcement about for BlackBerry. There is the Android evaluation system for BlackBerry that has been announced on a global basis. And there's also in regard to Google Play. Now, the sales of Google Play in Japan has exceeded that of the U.S. at the end of last year. This indicates how popular Android is in Japan. But in regard to the global-wide Google Play, aside from games, for other applications, as of December last year, In our Japanese language version, the Virus Buster for Android was a product that was sold for Google Play, and this was ranked number 8 in the world.
And in January, we saw the result for Global. Through the Japanese Google Play, our Virus Buster for Android actually became number 3 in the non-game category. So within application stores, our presence is increasing over time, which is a new development, new channel development for us. So our solutions for Android is now widely popular. In the fourth quarter, this is my last slide, but we had collaboration with the following partners, with SoftBank Telecom. We did a web reputation technology provision for SoftBank Telecom, deep security for virtual and physical service. They use this for their infrastructure, and this collaboration was announced. And the second bullet point talks about virtual terminals. Well, VM and VDI is becoming more pervasive throughout the world. And of course, there's a lot of workload on the server. But VMware and Trend Micro's solution can protect the virtual terminals without increasing the load. And this is the technology that started to be popular in Japan as well from last year. Now, SoftBank Technology has agreed to announce this information. So, for desktop environment, 300 units, they've decided to use our product, which is the best, most effective in the world. And also at KDDI AU Shop, for the staff tablet and the internal use, Android mobile security was introduced for 15,000 devices. And as I mentioned earlier, we have the battery management application. And also from Google Play, we are providing new solutions through application stores. So as you can see, we are still protecting our usual business categories and trying to improve productivity. And also at the same time, trying to open up new markets and new channels for ourselves. So we are making steady progress against the plan that we had already announced. Thank you.